right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What the fuck is your problem, shit eater? Novak just showed up and he has a problem with me.
Yeah, I have a fucking problem.
What is it?
My problem is I opened my mailbox today.
Heroin.
Heroin was my problem. This is my new problem. Warrant of arrest notice. Where? In Dallas. Why? Because millionaire here couldn't afford to pay a $400.
I paid that.
Yeah, then why do I have a warrant that says they can pick me up at my job, at my house, or on the road?
Why is it his responsibility to pay for your warrant?
Because he made me shit in the street.
That is true.
Yeah.
I have that videotape.
Yeah, but Missy was supposed to pay.
Missy?
The paperwork that you brought over, there was no number, there was no information.
Ooh.
I called three different places. It took me like 4 hours.
Not to mention we don't have a fucking mailbox.
I called three different places and I couldn't get any answer from anyone. So no, it never got paid because I couldn't fucking figure out what to do with it.
So due to your wife's lack of responsibility taking these days, I am going to be going to jail next time I go to Dallas.
But I...
How do you know you're going to be in Dallas?
Yeah, why the hell would you
I don't know.
Are you ever going to be there?
I hate that fight. I fucking hate that place.
Do you want to avoid Texas forever?
You got to pay me.
Want me to pay it?
I want you to pay it, but I also want to avoid that place.
All right, suppose you're in Arkansas. Are they going to track you down?
What the fuck is Arkansas?
Arkansas, dickface.
I called you and told you that I didn't pay it because I couldn't figure out. Like, you gave me, like, one piece of the paper. Like, there's probably, like, three other pages that you lost.
All I know is I have some fucking rednecks down in Dallas creaming my blood on their fucking jail cell.
Dude, they were so mad. They couldn't understand why a human would take a shit in the highway and you actually
next
turn
to a police
around.
Station.
Yeah, we didn't even do any research. I'm like, go shit in the highway. He shit in the highway.
Main
He's blocking
highway.
So much traffic, like the main highway in Dallas, and then he just turns around. He's like, he turns around.
Oh, fuck.
Where was a cop car?
It was next to three cops.
The cop car was
already.
I was blocking a cop car from getting around me with a fucking
It was 150, it was 150 feet away from the police station.
The best part is that you had a foot of turd hanging out of your ass as you were getting can cuffed. And you're like,
what the fuck, officer? Can't I even wipe my ass?
They're like, get the fuck in the car.
Yeah.
Then they go to me and they're like, you think it's funny to film your friend taking a shit in the middle of the street? And I'm like,
Actually, it's fucking awesome.
No, officer, it's not.
I got this black cop. He's like, you're fucking surrounded by restaurants. You are surrounded by bathrooms. What in the world would make you shit in the street, young man?
Bamwood.
Bam made me do it.
You didn't only have a black cop, you had a black shit, and it was coiled up like the fucking best fake doo-doo you ever seen.
Oh, man, I was locked up with so many sweaty Mexicans, it was a nightmare, dude.
And then he tells the lady cop in the car,
fucking Dallas is worthless. You can't even get bug show here. You got to go to fucking Fort Worth. I'm over at Hooters trying to buy Xanax. They won't sell them to me. The fucking closest stop for Coke's about 10 years down the road that way. But I'm clean.
What are you talking about, dude? Vinnie Paul's guy was there. I'm sure he knew somebody.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Who is that?
Who?
Oh, yeah. Vinnie Paul from Pantera?
Yeah.
Yeah, his buddy was there.
Yeah.
What are you suggesting?
What was he fucking sneaking titty in with the coach?
I'm sure he has connections.
Come on.
Aren't you supposed to be touring with Hank Williams III?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it, dude. I might feel like fake.
Well, you told me to ask Knoxville if you should do it, and he said, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right? I think so, dude. Hank III is kick ass.
Yeah, and not. Who else did I talk to?
But, dude, it's like country as hell, dude.
Nah.
It's like fiddle and
Must
fucking slide guitar.
Must be them pills
shit.
That I took.
And this upright bass, like, dude, it is a country tour. Like,
Hank III, did he ask you to play or you have to audition?
Yeah, how'd you get that?
No, he needs a drummer, and a friend of mine, the dude from Year Long Disaster,
yeah,
he threw my name out
there. You want to hear the most random thing ever? What? Guess who's in town right now?
Who?
Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue.
Oh, I just read his book.
And
sucks.
It does?
Oh,
well,
it's the
fuck,
worst
he
book.
Might show up, dude.
Whoa. I was just kidding.
Don't
he
say wrote that.
The best book in the world, Nikki.
No, he's dating Kat Von D right now, and she was here for the My Chemical Romance wedding in Jersey, and she's like, I have the day off today.
Who got married?
The bass player, Johnny.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
So Kat, last time I thought Kat was getting married to some dude with like long blonde hair. And
well, if you're going to date anybody from Motley Crue, I'd recommend Nikki Six because Mick Mars is minging, dude.
Oh, man. Mick might not be well.
Yeah, he's in bad shape, dude.
Is Vince Neil, though, too.
Yo, what about...
He's fat and shit, isn't he?
Roadhouse guy. Roadhouse.
Patrick Swayze.
He's about to die.
He's hot to fucking dude. That dude's hot.
He's got pancreatic cancer, and dude, that's what Bill Hicks died from. It's from smoking too much.
Isn't that what Aunt Jemima died from?
I don't know.
That was pancake cancer.
Oh.
Shit.
Pancake cancer.
And I just started.
No,
what a terrible habit to pick up when you're 27.
I told you that.
I'm 27, and I feel like starting to smoke it. At least I didn't start when I was your age, dude.
I told you. Like, let me have a serum. Like, Ben, you do not want to do this. Like, this is I've never did speed, so I would not touch speed now because I don't, like, that's something I don't need in my life.
But I've done a speed ball, baby.
that's a tough
habit to break.
Are you
that's
a
like
true
going
smoker?
To heaven.
Huh?
You're like a poser
Fuck
smoker.
Yeah,
like
he's
me,
a true
aren't
smoker.
You?
Well,
no,
I just
true.
Like the motion, I think.
I smoke when I only when
no,
I'm drinking.
You know why? Because when I tell G that I want to film a trick, he's like, "Yeah, I'm running late. There's traffic." I'm like, "Well, maybe if I just have a cigarette, I can calm the fuck down and I'm doing something." If
that's
I'm
true.
Sitting there like picking my nails, I'd be like, "I want to kill him right now."
I admit I'm a poser smoker. I'm just like
Yeah, Jess, I have seen that from Jess. But I think your brother has acquired the actual fucking intake of it.
Yeah. It just makes sense to smoke while you're drinking beer.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention Jess from CKY is here, Chad I. Ginsburg,
yep.
Greta and Taylor from the Moxie, Heroin Novak, Mandy, and Stingy Titties, who's puffing something.
Stingy Titties.
Oh, and Missy, yeah.
You jerk.
Why?
You forgot me.
What a fucking horrible husband.
I don't count anymore.
Oh, shit, Goose, because you're blocked by the speaker.
I'm uploading photos.
How
live,
do you miss that fat
right
fuck?
Live photos right now?
Yeah, I'm uploading live photos right now.
You're always doing something, but it really is never nothing.
Where can you see these live photos?
You're never doing anything, really, but you always are doing tons of shit, but nothing comes from.
Where can you see these live photos?
And Kim's here. She just showed up.
BamMargera.com.
I thought she got some sense in that.
BamMargera.com. Not to mention, we were just skating with Chris Cole today in the park and with Carrie Getz, and I'm going to edit up something to put on my website.
Yeah.
I'll be done after this radio show, so check it out.
Later tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who like my chopstick? Hit you in the shit with my little ass kick. Yellow, if you wanna see me, eat yellow. I never seen nothing like you before. I can kick you higher than you can kick me. I can kick you way up into a tree. Who wants to taste of my oolong tea? Oh ha ho ha ho chi chi. Everybody in the phone book night chat. Wanna see my wang? Ha! Never good God with the bang. Wah! Everybody wanna see me throw a fireball. But that's not right, not in real life. You will fall down and break your leg. And everybody wanna see me break your neck. Well, I don't, but I like fried rice. And I got lice. Ching chow wu ching rice wu wife. Four fortune cookie, I was judge you twice.
Oh, that was fucking good.
Delivery free,
but not for me.
I was charge $1.50. 55, wanna see me go ga? Hit you in the line. Well, wanna hit you when I shit. Do a split, take a shit. And then go eat my shit. Kung fu, want my buffet? You fucking get. I'll hit you in the head, stay the fuck away, hit you in the balls. Only Americans eat duck sauce, and my soy sauce is for you. I could put it in your shoe.
That's good, dude.
That was it right there.
Bam, you know all the fucking words of that.
Wow, that was good.
Kick ass.
He probably had to edit that video 9,000 times, so it's like burned in his brain.
Oh, no. That's a classic, man. Most people don't know I did the music for this.
Oh, yeah. Chad did this beat.
Yeah, man, we should have fucking made money off that.
Dude, when you edit like a music video, like you literally hear the song over and over for 2 days straight.
Imagine mixing it and working on it.
I
hear the fucking song 6,000 times a day.
Plus, when you edit, like I've watched Pam edit, and he'll sit in a room for 2 days straight, no drugs, just wide awake editing. I'm like, how the fuck are you still awake editing?
Just because you want to get it done.
Like I'll go to bed and I'll come down 2 days later, and it's still the same song playing. I'm like,
it's 10 days later. And I'm still having my head when I'm going to sleep. Ooh, my heart up. I've been waiting.
waiting for the longest time.
But dude, the worst is when you're in making the album, mixing it, you have to play it seriously thousands of times. So by the time the album comes out and it's brand new to everyone, you're fucking sick as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, you don't even want to hear it.
You're just like, oh my god, I don't even...
No, I'm actually stoked on it. I think the best part about the Moxie video is that it's done in the skate park, and you can't even tell that it's in the skate park. Like, it looks like a fucking full-blown studio. Yeah,
Shitbird.
What's up, Shitbird?
Shit goose.
Shit.
There's two shitty birds. Twins.
Shaving Shitbird.
What'd you do?
He's a company man now.
What?
You look weird.
He got plastic surgery. Shipper's got plastic surgery.
Who are you looking all hot for these days?
He's going back to plastics.
Get a job interview and shit.
Really? Okay. Let me see your hair. Take your hat off.
That's what they call plastic surgery.
Damn. Abe will be happy to see you.
Uncle Matt and the Shipper is going back to work. He's tired of living like a vagabond.
Yeah, I can't take it, dude. I'm tired of washing out rubbers and fucking...
So what are you doing?
Washing out rubbers?
I'm going to go make plastic bottles and mouthwash bottles.
Are you going back to Johnson Control?
Well, kind of, yeah. Thanks, Jack. I love you, dude.
You're going back to Johnson Control?
I'm going back to a company called Amcor.
Did you ever notice that before the 2-liter bottles are 2-liter bottles, it looks like dildos?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll get you as many as you want. I'm serious. Like,
let me get like 30 of them.
You know what else?
You can open up
seriously,
a sex shop.
Yo, it's plastic, like hard plastic shaped like a dick. Yeah. And then they just blow it up all thin and make it look like a 2-liter bottle.
It's called a preform. I can't believe somebody's fucking
calling it. It's kind of like a test tube.
I've never even thought of that. That's
a plastic
odd.
Dildo.
I just never looked at a 2-liter as a dildo.
Dude, I'm hungover as balls because of this asshole.
Oh, what'd you do?
Yeah, you idiots called me so drunk. You're like, come down to Gruff's. And I'm just like, well, I'm driving home from New York right now. Well, that's the stupidest excuse I've ever heard. Come down to Gruff's.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm an hour away. Oh, bullshit. Come on down.
They texted me two letters.
I seriously can't. Even if I'm in the Lambo, I still won't make it.
We ended up playing three songs last night.
How did you smuggle the whiskey back or whatever you smuggled from Mexico?
Oh, yeah. I just hid it in my bag.
Shoved it up your ass. Didn't you bag it?
Mexican whiskey. Yeah, I put it up my ass.
Oh, it tasted a little shitty.
But, dude, it was like...
What's it called?
It's like some kind of Johnny Walker whiskey and it's only sold in Mexico.
Johnny Walker fucks you up as is, so I can imagine, you know what I mean?
It's so smooth. We drank like so much of it, and I was just like, you know, it's like too good.
You were drinking Johnny Walker last night?
Thank God you didn't go.
Jesus Christ. Last time I drank Johnny Walker, I woke up upside down in Venice, Italy on some church stairs with leaves in my hair.
And I
had to walk 3 blocks before I could even figure out where the fuck I was.
What if, like, church kids were going Johnny to school that morning and just saw you? They'd be like, oh, God.
Dude, it was the strangest thing, just being like, holy shit, where the fuck am I? Wait a minute.
You're at a church.
All right, these buildings look old. I'm in Europe. But where in Europe? Wait, there's moats and shit. I must be in Venice, but where the fuck am I staying?
That's when you know you're banking a couple mil in the bank when you don't know what fucking country, state, where you don't have no clue,
dude,
but everything's foreign.
I swear, smoke came out of my
newspaper. You gotta
pick out the newspaper, find out the date and fucking what state you're in.
Yeah.
Today I was at Philly Case and smoke came out of my asshole.
What do you mean?
From Johnny Walker, yeah.
It was like...
Yeah. Last time I drank Johnny Walker was at your wedding. I had a whole bottle. That was the night I ate all them pills and you swore I was going to be dead the next morning. That's the last time I drank Johnny Walker,
dude,
at your wedding.
We're just talking about you, Novak, about Heath Ledger and the combo of pills he took.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I've seen Novak take that same combo like 10 times.
That's happened on the CKY tour, but it's with most of your band members.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just my wake-up starter.
Bam, you had did you have lunch with 6 a.m. today?
With who?
Nikki Sixx.
No, he's in town.
So where in town is he?
Like basically Camden, Jersey.
Really? Iron Hill.
Yeah, sorry to hear
that.
Yeah,
they're leaving tomorrow out of Philly Airport, so
really?
They want to chill.
Well, shit, let's make it happen.
You know Nikki Sixx's real name?
I can't even give fucking directions to Shitbird on how to get to my house.
Yeah.
How am I going to be like, all right, Nikki, when you get to 52, go right. You're going to see a little tree.
It's going to be a little wood
then
sign.
Then you go left. You're going to go through 3 stop signs, and you might think the road is going to change, but it's still the same road. But just go right.
That's every
talking about Frank?
Is that his name?
Yeah, Frank Verone.
Frank Verone?
Frank Verone?
What about Todd Lerone?
Todd Larone, the chocolate bar guy?
Scott LaDouche.
The Swedish chocolate bar guy, Todd Larone.
Is Nicky Six completely sober now?
I haven't seen him.
His book said he was.
Oh, that tells the truth.
Oh, like your book says that you are.
Yeah, I am.
Speaking of, your book's coming out?
Dream Cellar will be out very soon. We're wrapping it up. It's fucking...
What is very soon? Is that like a year?
A year or less.
I must say, if you're listening and you don't read books because you don't know what to get Dream Cellar. I guarantee it's fucking... It's the most entertaining book ever.
It's 100% the truth. There's not a lie in the book.
Like, Million Little Pieces was brilliant when I was reading it, which is about the same thing, like heroin and just doing loads of drugs and stuff like that. But this guy was full of shit. And, like, Oprah Winfrey's, vouching.
Him a new ass.
Yeah, she's, like, vouching for him, saying all this shit. And then, like, the cop who arrested him that said that, like, oh, yeah, I got caught with, like, bottles of whiskey and beers and you know, I had weed and I was huffing glue. Like, the guy was like, dude, I remember arresting him. He was nice as shit. He had one open Budweiser.
Yeah, dude, I heard
that sucks.
He went on Oprah, so he got an Oprah's book club, so his book fucking sold multi-billions, and then Oprah called him back on his show after they found out he was lying. And someone told me, like someone that knows, said that right before he walked out on stage to have to admit to Oprah that he lied, he was like, I wish I had a shotgun. I'd put it in my mouth right now.
Yeah.
He felt like fucking
shit. Fuck Oprah Winfrey, dude. I hate her.
Don't say that. She'll destroy the world.
Oh, dude. My God, Novak.
See, that's a clean fart right there.
And you know what I hate? Like, Oprah's big give.
Her what?
She fucking has to do that as a tax write-off.
What?
It's everybody else's money.
What?
I'm sure there's a lot of investors in.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But, dude.
Well, what about, like, Brad Pitt?
She makes so much money, she has to give away cars and shit.
So, what about
she'd
like.
She pay, like, so much taxes.
You better shut up. She'll destroy the earth.
She'll fuck your world up, Jess.
Yeah. Love it.
So, what about Brad Pitt? He donated $1 million to New Orleans. Is that a tax write off to him?
Absolutely. Big time.
Yeah, love it.
Only millionaires know that shit, so talk about it, man.
Anyway.
Any kind of charity is a total tax write off.
Dude. Like, I'm telling you, like, I almost have to every week take everybody out to, like, a nice dinner and pay for all the bills, because if I don't do that, I'm just going to give it to the government anyway.
Really?
I swear to God. Like, it's as far as they're concerned, it's a big business meeting of a project that we're getting ready to work on.
Yeah.
So if I have a $500 restaurant bill, that's what we were doing.
You know,
and if I don't do that, then I'm just going to have to fucking give it to them anyway.
I remember when I was living with you at one time, it was right around tax time, and Phil's like, you better go out and spend some fucking money, man. He went crazy. He bought like three cars. He bought me two strippers from Philly.
They're pretty fucked up when your dad actually says,
"You gotta go out there and spend some fucking money."
Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, take your buddies out to a restaurant or something. Like,
well, that's what
are up on BamMargera.com.
That's what Phil said to me. He's like, Jess, how old's your truck? I don't know. Go get a new one. Why? Just because you need to, because you need a tax write-off, and I'm going to say that it was in one of Bam's videos. If it's on camera, anything that you film, it's just because you have a film company.
It's
kind of
like the Lamborghini. I mean, that was $377,000, but you could write some of it off because it's on MTV.
Yeah.
You know, and if it wasn't, then you would just have to eat that cash.
Yeah.
Same as the Hummer, remember? They fucking paid for that when you smashed that on the show.
Yeah, and then we drove it off a cliff, and I got another one.
Life is tough being a millionaire, boy.
But we are the IRS, we heard you.
It's just a chopper up on us.
Nah, dude, but, like, the more shit that you own, the more problems that you have. Like,
so do you get money back at tax time, or do you end up having to pay money?
He's got
to
get money back because he doesn't get taxes taken out. That's like with skating and stuff, you don't get money taken out.
Yeah. At, like, my serious checks, they don't take money out, so I have to make up all these
with
lies.
Your character,
I hope they're not
you're
listening.
In the entertainment business. With your character, I think you can write off the heroin this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Christ.
It's research.
I mean, I write off everything musical.
They do look... I'm
TV's favorite junkie.
Mr. Novak,
I gotta write this speed up.
Mr. Novak, I need to ask, what's this $30,000 random bill?
Oh, that's the heroin. It's for research.
How do you think I wrote the book?
Yeah, how do you think I wrote the book? How do you think I stayed up for days and wrote that book in fucking 6 months?
I'm just gonna write off the pen and paper? Fuck that.
Yeah, so, like, Sirius doesn't take taxes out of my fucking pay, so when I go to have my taxes done, no, they...
Yeah, I think they do.
Well, no, they don't. Well, they say they don't, and it doesn't say when I get my check, so...
MTV.
So I lied to him, like, well, yeah, you know, I got this car, and, you know, the car costs this much, and I spent this much on gas.
You're talking on the channel that you're talking shit on?
I'm not talking shit on Sirius. I have to lie to the government, so hopefully they're not listening.
I have to lie to the government.
Yeah, you're not making any sense, Novak. $10 is about to cut your fucking checks to zero.
Damn, I gotta lie to the government.
I'm just kidding, Pendarvis. I never said a word of that stuff to anybody.
Fuck your ass, no back.
Man, we have to play this band. It's too good.
Yeah.
It's too good.
Yeah, yeah. But wait, yeah, okay.
Jesse's got a favorite CD here.
It is good.
This is one of my new favorite bands, Witchcraft. They're from Sweden.
And
they're awesome.
There's some phone calls on the line.
I was listening to it on the way down from Albany yesterday.
Track 2 is the best.
Yeah, it is.
I like when the keyboard kicks in. Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah,
you guys
Witchcraft.
Like the keyboard.
Let's hear that shit.
I like that one. It's like... Yeah.
Did you see Jeff the Faggot at O Bar?
Jeff the Faggot? No, I didn't see him.
Damn.
No.
Who's Jeff the Faggot?
I saw him. We went to this gay bar in Albany called the O Bar.
Why was it? What?
They're more fun, dude.
She took me to a couple. She took me to a gay pride festival, and I had a blast.
The most. You know why? I realized that like bars are annoying. It's usually at colleges, and it's usually jocks like, you fucking bum, fucking do a shot. Like, you go to a gay bar, they're like, all happy to see you and shit.
Dude, and speaking of gay, I was gonna get you a present.
You sick fucking piece of shit.
When I was down in Mexico, I saw this sculpture of these two pink dolphins. It was the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Is that gay?
And I was going to get it for Bam. to get him back because he got me Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, those were going to get you.
Dude,
there should be a regular back mountain, don't you think?
A regular back mountain.
Like a normal back mountain?
Yeah, once there was.
Normal back mountain.
Why do they call it broke back? Is it like, do they break their backs during gay
fucking
sex
probably.
Or something?
That's what it makes me think of.
Yeah. We were fucking so hard, two man sex, and we broke our backs.
Yeah,
that
sounds
painful.
Hoof Pate from Venomous was walking down the street yesterday with a six pack, and these jocks were walking down the street like, huh, emo guy with a six pack, and he goes, fat jock without one.
Do you want to play it?
Emo dude with a six pack. Fat jock without one.
Fucking spade to spade.
Yeah. All right, dude, this is Witchcraft from Sweden. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio Bam Series 20.
Fuck shit.
Power. They feel
A heart of a newborn baby. Oh, there has been slain.
Baby. I guess.
Now back to
Radio Bam.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Ape's on the phone. She has a bone to pick.
Let's talk to her.
I hope it's not with me.
Here we go.
Gross.
Ape.
What?
What of it?
Hey, I was just going to say that Vito's dead on the floor.
What?
What do you mean?
That's not funny.
Oh.
Oh my god.
What are you talking about? This is not funny. Are you losing
Ape,
your mind?
What are you talking about?
Because you're in there saying, oh, we wrote this off, and we wrote these, like,
oh, God, that's horrible news to hear.
I thought
what kind
really
of way
bad.
To tell that? Bam, did you hear that for a second? Is that what you heard from her?
Yeah. Ape, what are you what?
Yeah, and also
Phil and Don Vito are doing taxes right now. They heard that we're talking about it on the air, and they're like, "What the fuck?"
The
well, tell them we were just kidding.
That was all big hoorah.
I know. And listen, I wanted to let you know the big gift Tony Hawk is doing next Sunday.
What?
Tony Hawk.
The big gift.
That big gift.
Tony Hawk's on the big gift.
Mom, I hate Oprah.
Why do you hate Oprah?
Because I think she's just full of shit.
She's going to ruin your life,
Jesse. She has very good points, but she has other points that we all agree with. But she has very good points.
I personally love Oprah.
You do?
She does good things. I can't believe Novak there.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Doing,
he looks
wait,
good.
Wait. So let me get this right. You're walking, you're talking, and you're working?
And I'm drinking a
and
Coke.
You just had a Heath Ledger cocktail.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you know you
just
got
the cock part.
Somewhere in your pocket.
Nah, I'm completely clean.
Did Bam start you?
Nah, he can't, though. He
let
was
me do it. But it looks like he got a shower, too.
He's going to pat him down.
Your son is patting me down as we speak. It's not my cock.
Watch, you're going to get your finger poked.
Get out of here, you sick fuck. Your son really is gay.
You giggly little fucking maggot.
Well, hey. I guess we got your pages, so Franz.
Oh, cool.
And I guess they look like you've been writing a lot. Holy crap, what's happening to you?
I'm getting shit together, man. It's time to work.
Man,
when you get off drugs, it's time to work.
Yeah,
I know. My eyes are open.
Well, if he's sending a bunch of pages of writings, then obviously he's doing medium okay.
Medium okay?
Well, nobody thinks you're doing okay.
Well, when will I get to the point where I'm doing okay?
You're
when you prove yourself.
Are you just
he's doing
less?
Better than me right now. Ape, remember that Mexican whiskey I bought?
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Dude.
Well, Jesse, if you're
I drank some of it last night, and I'm hurting.
Wait, you snuck that back from Cancun?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, did you tell him about, like, oh, my God, the dinner?
Oh, fuck. No.
Oh, my God. Whose pants caught on
Phil
fire?
Got fucking lost for, like, an hour and a half in Cancun.
He went on one-way streets, like, three of them going the wrong way.
He was like Clark Griswold, Big Ben
oh,
Parliament.
Oh, my God.
All right, yeah, but
it was like a five-star restaurant that came unglued.
Some big-ass bug ran across the table.
Hey, isn't Phil fighting on some famous celebrity boxing match
it's
or something?
It's sold out.
He's actually fighting, he's fighting his first match, and then if this whole boxing celebrity boxing thing, he'll be boxing that guy from The Sopranos.
Oh, that's a good show.
Yeah, Big Pussy.
Wait, Tony Soprano?
Big Pussy.
No, the guy who's gay on there, Vito.
Yo, yeah, the guy that's gay. The guy got caught sucking another dude off at the construction site.
You were on
isn't
that show?
Vito?
Mm-mm.
Not that Vito.
No, I know. The Vito on there.
So who's
no,
still
but anyway,
fighting and when?
He just found out he's fighting this guy who's like 6'2", black guy, and he's like 240 pounds, and he's been boxing for 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
And where's this boxing match happening and when?
It's happening at that Broomall Sports Arena.
My money's on Phil, dude.
Saturday?
This Saturday?
This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Want to go?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I feel bad for
Babe, I'm going to the fight Saturday night.
Put Phil on the phone, would you?
Yeah, let's see how serious Phil is. Let's see what kind of motion Phil's in. I bet she's like, well,
I'm like trying not to freak out, you know? But, like, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm just bringing a big white towel so I can throw it in. Because he looks like he's getting killed.
He's been wanting to fight since the Chester Rumble.
He wants to talk to you. I know. He's been talking about the Chester Rumble. I'm like, shut up already. Then box somebody. So I called him.
What year was the Chester Rumble?
Fucking 80s.
88.
Last time Phil fought was in 1988.
The 70s, guys.
Oh, the 70s.
Is Phil in training right now?
There's a whole lot of time.
He's doing paperwork.
Is Phil in training right now? Is he getting prepped up for the fight?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's
put him on the
phone.
Yeah,
okay,
let's talk to
Phil. Here. Hold on.
Yeah, this is hearsay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Phil.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Hey, Marty Feldman's training me. He trained 7 world champions.
I don't give a fuck if Mike Tyson's training you. Why are you going to box a 66-foot-2 black guy that has boxed loads of times?
That's the guy from 290. He's a little bit heavy like me.
And he's black.
Well, that's even worse.
And he's black, so he grew up fighting, I'm sure.
What is that supposed to mean?
Jesus Christ.
The majority of blacks.
I thought he was fighting the guy from Sopranos.
Oh, you are lost.
No, they switched it.
Human Charlie Horse first.
What? I had to win a few bouts to qualify for Sopranos guy.
Who's the first guy you're fighting, this black guy?
Yeah, he's 6'2", 290.
Phil,
what's your stats?
And you're training and everything?
Yeah, I just got back today.
And what do you say? Let me guess, you have a really good right hook.
Better left hook, believe it or not, even though I'm right-handed.
So what kind of training are you doing? Are you running? Are you push-ups, sit-ups? What are you doing?
All boxing training.
Jump rope? Name what?
2 minutes straight, full steam ahead, and if any of them land, he's dead.
How many rounds is the fight?
If any of them land, he's dead.
What weight class are you in?
But, Phil, you could just duck. If when you give your big fucking right hook,
bob and weave,
you see it coming because you weigh 300 and some odd pounds.
Yeah,
and
so it's
going
to take
duck.
A second to wind
I'm
up.
I'm
getting
him in the corner, nowhere to go. Boom, 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 10 hooks, and he's gone. He's out.
Phil, confidence is key. That's for every.
That is a good.
That works
that
for
is
getting,
good advice.
It works for getting broads. It works for scamming. Anything you're doing, confidence is key.
And Phil, Phil
it works for scamming.
Just know when you're ready to give up, he's ready to give up too. So if you just keep going, then it's key.
I know to leave my whole body until I'm in the corner. He's going to go down. He's got to.
I think you should give him a black guy.
Give him a black guy.
Two of them.
Give him two Marcus hooks to his eye.
Okay.
Phil, we're coming to that bout, so you better don't
yeah,
let us
Phil.
Down.
I'm inviting all my friends, so you better not let us down.
Don't let the Marjorie look bad.
But Ape has control of town. If I'm getting beat, he's going to throw it in, you know.
Why don't you just throw Kevin in there when he's on PCP? I'm sure he'll win.
Kevin's my trainer with Marty. Kevin goes to every warm-up.
Tell Kevin to show up on PCP and jump in the ring.
I don't think he needs PCP. He handles himself better when he's sober.
Phil, say, I'll kill him.
Like Phil knows when he's sober.
I'll kill him. Say it again, Phil.
I'll kill him.
Yeah.
I'll kill him.
It sounds like you got the confidence down, Phil.
All right, Phil, we're showing up. Where's it at again?
And when?
Marble Sports Arena in Broomall.
When?
What time?
Saturday night. Doors open at 7.
What time?
Danny Bonaducci's the headliner. I'm the second headliner. So I
do I get front row seats, fat boy?
Yeah, you'll be right there.
I'll be right there?
Phil, you're on the Daily Local.
Hey,
right
Phil,
now.
How much are they going to pay me, though? I get $500.
Whatever Bam gets, I get 20% because I'm his manager.
I got some stuff lined up for him. Yeah, Phil, don't let us down, dude. We're coming.
And then if the real one happens, it'll be in L.A. against that Vito guy if it all pans out the right way.
Okay.
It will pan out the right way. Don't if that right. shit. It will.
Yeah, but if
yeah,
I lose,
Phil,
man,
don't. Yeah, but don't even say if you're gonna lose. Don't even say I'm gonna try to win.
Trying is a setup for failure.
Yeah, Phil. So if you say I'm
shit.
Gonna win, then you're
gonna
win. Fucking win.
High five. Yeah.
Well, we're having a weigh-in Friday night. I get to stare him down. I'll scare him with my starry eyes.
I don't believe that one, Phil. But you're as tough as a teddy bear, man.
Oh. That Back in the Chester Rumble, I growled and they all ran, I'm telling you.
I growled.
I growled and they all ran. Phil, show me the growl right now.
Oh, you know what? They want an entrance song. Can you guys think of a good entrance song as I come
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I'll come up with one.
This one.
But Phil.
Let's hear the growl.
Let's hear the growl.
What, when I was running at him?
Yeah.
Pat
yeah.
Says, come on, Phil, there's too many of them. Let's go. I said, hey, you know,
that is great.
Phil, you're going to win this fucking bout.
If you do that, you'll win.
It was awesome.
Phil, you're a god among men.
I think I might put some money on you, Phil. You're sounding pretty confident over
yeah,
there,
man. That growl is fucking frightening.
That was. I would want to see Phil running at me with
Phil,
that growl.
Phil, can you please just do it one more time?
Yeah.
With the growl?
Yeah, and say the Pat conversation first.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my fucking chair!
That is funny every time, dude.
Phil, just scream like that in the ring, too, when you're hitting them. Just let them know how fucking angry you are.
In the ring?
Just think, like, before you step in the ring, think about, God forbid, April cheating on you with this guy. And then you'll want to kill him. Just think
that's
about
a good
something.
One.
Yeah, seriously.
That's good fuel.
That's a good
dude.
One.
Yeah. You got to think, like, this guy, you got to want to murder him. You got to want to eat him for dinner.
I'll kill him.
I'll stare him down on Friday, and I'll whoop him on Saturday.
I believe in you. You sound confident as fuck.
Okay.
Phil, yeah. can you give me that one more time, please?
Yeah.
But do it with the Pat conversation first.
Okay. Come on, Phil, there's too many of them. They hit me in the eye with a goddamn Coke bottle. All right, Pat, lead the way.
Phil, dude, come out doing that. Yeah, like right away.
Yeah, just come run at him screaming that shit.
Yeah, do it right away.
Will you do that for us, Phil?
Do it before.
It works that way. You lose a few breaths that way.
Fuck
yeah,
breath.
It's intimidation.
Yeah,
Phil.
That's frightening, dude.
That's what you're going to eye him down.
Yeah,
and
don't say
a
word.
If you come out like that, he's going to be fucking intimidated as all get out.
He's going to think
maybe
he's fighting
someone. Maybe I will. Charge him ground. That'll be cool.
Did you meet him already?
No, I meet him Friday night at the weigh-in.
Don't make friends with
don't
him. Let
even,
him know
yeah.
You're fucking.
Don't even smile.
Nothing to be talked to.
Smack him in the face.
Straight ahead stare, right?
Yeah. You were born to beat him up.
There you go.
You want to kill his whole family.
I think he's pretty. He's been a professional boxer for 10 years. I think it's going to be a tough win, but I'll win.
No, it's not going to be a
just
tough
do
win.
That
it's going to be
yell.
Easy. You're going to do it. You're going to win.
Scream like that, you'll get him.
Come
right
in
away.
Screaming about a Coke bottle. He won't know what the fuck's going on.
Have that confidence, Chester Rumble confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did right
you see Fat Guy at the Coke bottle? Bam. Remember this?
Yeah.
It was a big wide open gash.
I remember you said you hung a guy on the fence.
Yeah, and the guy was fighting on the fence. Then 5 minutes later, after we beat up three of the uncles, Pat pulled him off the fucking fence. His whole back was ripped.
Phil is a fucking damn Phil. I didn't know that part about
well,
you. I
well,
didn't know
Phil,
you were that gnarly.
Phil's a thinking fighter. Like
he's in recovery of being that gnarly now. I guess
this guy kept coming at him because he was on so many drugs that he was just feeling no pain. So Phil just hung him on the fence so he couldn't go anywhere.
And Pat made the mistake, pulled him back. Well, Pat beat up three of the uncles in between, and then he went and pulled the guy off the fence to finish him off.
That's funny.
It sucks. You just gotta hang there and wait to get your ass kicked.
All right, hey Phil.
Yep.
Introduce this next song. Say it's Towers of London, Radio Bam 28 Faction. Go ahead.
This is Power of the London on Radio Bam Faction 28 Sirius Radio.
Yeah! the fuck you say it?
I said, serious.
I'm serious, 28. Faction.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a tie. The worst two songs on Earth. On Earth.
Let me hear this one.
Hold on the planet Earth.
Is.
Hey, baby. Let me find
this. Yeah. No. Not Hey, baby.
Well, we hang around in the coolest bars, and we hang around with the 15 cars, and we stay skinny because we just won't eat. And we
God, that fucking sucks.
Somebody else that is the worst fucking song.
He's talking about being like the Hollywood star.
And it's a number one the fuck hit.
Dude, and I know why. I know why. Because from Lancaster, Pennsylvania to Nevada, if you set up a live band anywhere, people are going to bob their head and go, wow, they're in tune and they're singing and it's not out of tune. Wow, they're the best.
Is that Nickelback?
So if Nickelback shows up in Arkansas and they sing, well, we hang around in the coolest balls and we hang around with our 15 calls and we stay skinny because we just won't eat.
Gotcha. There it is, just do it. James Dean is fine for me. Fucking horrible.
Every town has a band that plays this song on their own version. It's a bar band.
Here we go. Because we all just want to be big rock stars. And we want to drop bombs on a 15 calls. And we're calls. Wait, go to the just won't eat. Because we just won't eat. And we're hanging out in the coolest bars. Hang out in the coolest bars.
Sounds like Kid Rock song, too.
Dude, picture like, yo. It's seriously, like, you don't need to sit on a fucking Dewey mountaintop to figure that shit out. Like, we'll hang around in the coolest bars.
That is true.
The coolest bars.
Yeah, and every we'll line's stay, a bullshit.
We'll
crap.
Stay skinny because we just won't eat. Like, he's actually saying, we'll stay skinny because we just won't eat.
I love the
That's
line.
Where we're at. It's 2008. That's where we're at.
He's got the line there. Yeah. Everyone's
What's
got
the
a,
second
a,
song?
A drug dealer on speed dial.
The second worst song ever is a band called Hinder.
I never heard
and
of
And if you actually see him play, he puts his hands in like a gay T-Rex type style. Could you look so
T-Rex
sweet?
Style.
Oh, yeah, like T-Rex. Like he bends
like
him like
Joe
a gate. Yeah, like this, and oh, you could tell that he was
like
a cover.
A dinosaur?
He was a cover band beforehand, and somebody was like, "You know
They're
what?
All
I,
cover
I
bands.
Can, if you
all
write your own songs, I can make you special.
I could do something for you.
Could you make me weird? Play that one.
What
can
song
you play
is
that?
It? I don't know.
It
song.
Sucks. I guess
we know this one. Chicks love it though, dude.
Yeah, because it's
my girl don't
it's
like
produced
it.
Well. It's produced well, which is.
Now it is.
Sweet!
Right there, the girl's like, oh, I want to fuck him.
And his hands are like this. Dude,
he's hitting all the key points that girls like. Talking about crying.
Well, shit, dude.
You know, Bam, you can sing in this band.
Then why don't you get a microphone and talk about how you were crying all sad in Baltimore?
Oh, totally. I mean...
Just make it. Write a song called "I'm Sad in Baltimore." Chad will produce it, and then we could blow Hinder out
Let's
the water.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hinder, look out.
Because it makes me weep.
You gotta stay alive to make the money, though.
I bet. You know what?
I'll stay alive.
I bet you're Shipbird. Shipbird, because you look so sweet. Sing it.
Yeah, you do look fucking cute as a button.
I don't know the words.
Good. Come on.
No, just say. Because you look so sweet.
Because you look so sweet.
This is like an A.J. Piles song. I can't He can't hear it.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My girlfriend,
the back spoon. I wish she was you.
This could be the end of like a Saved by the Bell episode.
We
should say, I wish you were.
You like singing it though, huh?
Dude,
I can't sing all day. Oh, yeah. I get Missy. Do you like
you
that
like
song?
It.
Do you like the song? Did you have
you're
a liar.
No,
you're
I
a liar.
Swear to God, I like Bam singing it and making fun of
when
it.
When you guys hear it
funny.
In 5 years, will it warm your heart? Soul?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you know what? I must say. Cheers on them for doing it and people caring. Like, congratulations, but fuck, and A, it sucks.
Fuck a B, it's got more holes.
And it's pretty it's depressing that that's popular. Like, that's what people listen to. That's what they want
to
hear.
They put money in a jukebox
to hear
that.
There's so much shit out there.
I've never heard that. That's what's great about
it. You've never heard that song?
Yeah, I know.
No, if you don't pay attention, you don't have to hear it.
Yeah. I stopped paying attention.
Jack. Yeah. Who was that?
What?
Hinder. That was Hinder.
I wouldn't know it. I never want to remember it.
Yo, and this song is always, if you ever go to a college bar and there's a cover band, they always think, sing. No.
She will be my favorite man. Oh, if I were crazy, will you call me Superman?
Yeah.
If I'm liable, baby, will you keep on holding my hand?
I actually liked that song at one point.
Yeah.
I really did.
It's a fine song, but it's what every motherfucking cover band plays.
True. This is why I fell in love with that song. I swear to God, I was in a
go crazy. You could call me Superman.
If I'm alive and where would you be
there holding my hand?
What's the other cover band song?
My kryptonite off.
Dude,
you guys just mixed the two songs. Yeah.
Kryptonite off. We've got a pocket full of kryptonite off.
Dude, the first time I heard that song, I was in a strip joint and I was watching this. And it was before
shit.
I met my girlfriend.
Titties.
And I was watching this hot ass bitch on stage fucking the pole. And that song was playing and she sung every word verbatim, word for word, into
if
my
I
eyes.
Go crazy,
and I was her song. I was her Superman, dude. And from right there, I was my song.
What? Is Mandy have retort?
Yeah. Huh? Ask her. She ever? What do you think? What?
What do I think about what?
About Superman.
Am I your Superman?
A song.
Pocket
Superman. Superman. I'm sure the girl was lovely that was looking at you as she took her clothes off, singing it to you.
Yeah, how do you resist? I mean,
I'm sure you gave her a dollar.
dude, broads on poles just. Got something.
Really?
Nah, I'm not saying it. Come on now. See, you guys are giving me a catch 22.
You're just another broad. Catch 22.
This is a catch 22. I mean, it's not working. It's not working here, guys.
Yeah.
Well,
she was shaking her puss against the pole, bitch. What the fuck?
That's their fucking job in strip joints. To fucking make fat fucks' dicks get hard.
Why just fat fucks?
Because that's like, it's not. It's steel workers.
Did your dick get hard?
I couldn't get a skinny guy's dick
hard. I was all hopped up on coke and dope, so my dick wasn't working at all.
There's a skinny guy in Baltimore. I couldn't get him hard for the life of me.
Dude, but it's seriously, strip joints, you go into them, and it's steel workers that wake up at 6 in the morning. They work, bust their asses all day until like 8 at night. They're fat as fuck. They get their paychecks on Friday, and they go and blow it and don't come home until Monday morning. And their wife's like, where's our fucking grocery money? Tiffany has it.
5 Zanny bars, 4 dirty needles, 3 box left, 2 packs of smokes, and I lost Dan's brand new watch.
That's pretty much reality, but I didn't lose the watch. I was in a coma over that goddamn watch.
Novak, I was in a coma on that thing. Did you just say you were on dope and coke? What's the point of that? Isn't that like a tug of war?
Because Jess... You'll vacuum all quick and shit, and then next thing you know, you'll be all sleepy. It's fucking awesome.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, dude. Oh, you can clean the house, you get a broom, you're scrubbing all this shit. Next thing you know, you're fucking asleep.
Dude, I would scrub this room down with a toothbrush, and 5 minutes later, I'd be dead asleep under this fucking table.
What's like, meth do? Is meth like
two complete opposite drugs having a tug of war.
I hate to say it, but that was the hardest thing for me to kick.
It's like fucking with your heart so
good.
Like, you're doing a goddamn speedball.
You're
like
shooting up cocaine and heroin at the same time. So as soon as you shoot it in, you feel the coke instantly, and you're just like, you get it's just this.
That's how I got a sudden burst of energy.
My cousin died from that shit.
Wait,
really?
Wait, didn't Scott do it? And he was like running from the law or something, and he just dropped, passed out in the middle of the alley?
Yeah, no, this is what happened. He was all fucked up on shooting speedballs, coke and dope, and fucking the police showed up at the front door and the back door to try to get him because he had warrants. So, and it's snowing outside. He jumps out of the second story window of the house, and the police are at the end of the fence waiting. So he jumps from yard to yard to yard, and his pants fucking fall down. And somehow he managed to get away, but all they got was his car keys. So he ran off in the night with no shoes on while it's snowing with his fucking pants. He lost his pants, and he's fucking running in the city naked in the snow.
And then didn't he just fall asleep somewhere?
Yeah, he nodded out somewhere, and they found him the next morning. And like me in Colorado,
why
remember?
Why do that to yourself?
Remember I got so drunk in Colorado?
But wait, I just want to know, why do that to yourself?
It's a road you must travel, my friend. I don't know. Until you travel it, you just can't explain
it. Like, when you're in the middle of getting ready to do a speedball, don't you know that something like that's going
to
happen?
Shit. Yeah, you're about to go to heaven. that's what you're thinking when you're a junkie.
But suppose the cops are running after you and you're thinking that you might get caught. Are you thinking now it's a bad idea?
No, you're just thinking, please let me get away so I can get another fucking fix.
Jesus.
Seriously, that's how gnarly it is.
That's why I drink Bush beer.
All right, maybe we should take some phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to somebody.
Who we got?
Hello. What kids we got on the phone? Caitlin and PA.
Caitlin and PA. What are you doing right now, Caitlin?
Nothing.
That sounds fun.
How old are you?
Oh, my God. It's my dream to talk to you, Bam. Oh, my God.
All right.
How old are you, Caitlin?
13.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. And you're listening to speedball talk?
Oh, don't follow my footsteps, babe.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just going to find that out someday.
Oh, Christ.
No, you're not.
That's the reason he's on, is to make you think what a loser.
Exactly.
So what's your question?
No one wants to be a loser now, Caitlin.
Hey, how's your hand and your leg?
Fine.
Wait, me? are you talking about the Jackass Takeover?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got hit by that baseball going 100 miles an hour, and it was such an idiot move because I was supposed to put a knee pad on, but it was live on air, so I didn't want to waste any more time, so I just let it hit me. And I couldn't walk for like 2 hours. That's why I look so miserable in the middle of the night. But if it would have hit my kneecap, it would have shattered it.
What, they shot like a speedball? Like a baseball? Like a shoot a speed baseball?
Yeah, like out of a machine.
Yeah, that's
and
what I mean.
It hit me in the knee. Dude, it hit me right in the leg. I do not
would
ever
recommend
it. Would
you stand sideways
it.
And take it? Or
yeah,
you...
I took it sideways.
How fast was the ball going?
100.
100 miles an hour.
Now that's
what,
a speedball.
What was worse when you got hit with those BBs on Jackass 2? Was that worse?
That was worse, but that the baseball
And it was a real baseball?
Like fucking. And do you remember what happened to my hand, Caitlin?
Yeah, didn't somebody break your finger or something?
Yeah, shit goose. He's sitting right here. We were doing a fight for a music video called The Moxie, and G wasn't supposed to be in the fight, but he realized how awesome it was, so he dove on me and broke my pinky off.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I've seen his foot. Some girl jumps on top.
I feel better. Hey, how's Missy doing?
Missy's right here. You want to say hi?
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hi, Missy, I'm good. God bless you for going with Bam. He's such a wild guy.
Thank you. That makes it worth it.
You know, I'm 13. How can I marry him?
You can borrow him for a day.
If you live in Utah, I don't think it'd be a problem.
I would love to meet you guys, though, but I know you guys are so busy.
Where do you live? Where in PA do you live?
New Oxford, do you ever hear that? It's close to Lancaster.
PA represent!
Oh, yeah, we know where Oxford is. That's not that far from
us.
They
drank in there.
Yeah, it's near Lancaster.
Well, maybe you should come down to one of the all-age shows when the new theater opens.
Are you in the CKY Alliance?
Huh?
Yeah. Here's Bam. Hold on.
I'm back.
Hi. Caitlin's on the phone.
Caitlin, you should join the CKY Alliance.
Oh, I would love to.
Then you can come to the Filthy Note Bar when it's all ages
it's
show.
Yeah, hop on the message board. There's other 13-year-olds.
I can't drink. It's illegal.
That is true.
Fuck rules.
No, because it's my bar, so I care about the rules.
For once, he's like gonna be respectful to a bar.
Yeah,
you're not gonna like piss in the corner.
No,
remember like you did in London.
Now I have to clean it up.
Remember in London, I'm walking with him through the crowd, and he's literally has his dick out and he's pissing on everybody he walks past.
Caitlin's still on the phone.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, Gene Sauer.
Yeah.
It never happened.
Yeah, babe.
Hey, can you please stop doing heroin? I love you.
Oh, thank you, baby. That was very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How can you resist that?
That should make you want to stop.
I have stopped. I'm officially clean right now, Caitlin, and I really appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I love you. You're going to make me cry. I'm just so happy to be talking to you
Novak's
guys.
Novak's crying right now.
Yeah. So, Novak should be 40
You guys are like my idols.
Yeah, it's like 37, something like
Novak,
that.
Novak, listen to this girl.
I thought last week was 32. Yeah.
Take Caitlin's advice.
Caitlin, tell Novak what's up.
There's a 13-year-old girl saying that she loves you and cares about you, and you go and do stupid shit like that.
And it's because of girls like her that I've stopped.
That's
If Bam even talking to you, telling you not to, is going to work, I'm sure it's not going to work if I tell you so.
I respect your opinion. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for caring.
Okay, I love you, Dream Seller.
Thanks for calling, Kaylin.
See you later, babe.
Hey.
Now you gotta see, that was cool inspiration. Yeah, a 13-year-old girl.
That was awesome. Yeah. Cheers to Caitlin.
Yeah,
she brought the radio show up. She, yeah, you know, we were talking about the bad things.
She's probably smoking weed all the time.
Hey, we got any more callers?
Yeah, that was very nice.
Sam.
Everyone's in PA. That's weird. Usually they're all over the
puts
world.
A whole new spin on things when we're talking about all that with a 13-year-old. Represent.
Hey, Sam.
Sam.
You there?
Hi. Am I on or...
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, cool.
How's it going?
Turn your radio down, please. I just wanted to say that.
You're fine. How's everything in Westchester?
Pretty good. We were just skating with the X Games winner, Chris Cole, and then as soon as Novak showed up, then we started to eat pizza, and now we're doing a radio show.
Well, it's gotta be me. I didn't eat no pizza. Fuck that.
So what's your question, Sam?
Actually, this one sounds kind of pathetic. But
Novak?
My birthday is in like 13 days.
You what?
My birthday is in 13 days.
Oh. I thought she's been clean for 13 days.
And
How old are you going to be?
17.
Cool.
And my birthday is kind of turning out to be crap because my friend's going off to meet her internet boyfriend.
That's going to go
on
to shit.
My birthday. And my mom set up this big nice spa thing that we were going to do. So it would make me really happy if you guys told me happy birthday.
Oh, hell yeah.
Awesome. Right. We'll
happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Sam.
Hello, what's her name?
Happy birthday to you.
And don't have sex for 17 more days.
Thank you so much. I think I'm going to cry now.
Aw, you're making everyone cry.
Well, I hope your birthday's better for now.
Oh, thank you. And
happy birthday.
Thanks. I want to say something to Novak.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Babe.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
I can't top the last girl who called because I'm not 13 and, you know. But I hope everything works out for you. And I'm going to buy your book as soon as it comes out.
Awesome. Thanks. You'll enjoy it.
Coming out soon. It's perfect book to buy. It's seriously entertaining.
You won't put it down, support. I promise.
Yeah, I didn't put it down.
Novak, this is life-changing shit right here for you.
I'm really feeling good right now.
Yeah. When you go home and you're having second thoughts, just think about these two nice-ass girls that just said, yeah, we love you.
Think
and
about all the junkies that this doesn't happen for.
Yeah.
I do. None really.
Yo, Bam. Thanks, Sam. I just got a text from Ryan, right? He told me to mention something about him and G showing their cocks to each other and how small G's is or something.
G, why don't you have a cock off with Novak right now?
G.
Yeah.
G. Cock off.
Cock off.
Who do you think would win? I don't know.
Let's have a cock off.
Of course, G. Let's
cock off. Cock off.
Of course, Ryan has to come in and throw his
two
cents
in. Come on, G. Dicks out.
Tell us about it. Come on.
Did you guys say there was pizza out there or something?
Gee, come on, stand next to each other, dick off.
Nah, man. Dick off. Come
dick
on,
off.
G, what the fuck? Quit being a faggot.
Let's have an ooh off.
Quit being a faggot. Have a cock off.
Novak, put his dick right in
front. Novak's, dude. Novak's naked cock.
Now you got Hep A, B, C, rabies, scabies, you name it, chick goose, you got it. That really hurt my dick, too, man.
Oh
my dick went right in your neck
fucking
or something.
Fucking Aldi's probably wearing eyeliner right now.
Broke neck mountain.
Yeah, Trent Reznor's wearing eyeliner, too.
Chick goose just got broke neck mountain.
Broke neck mountain.
Did you even feel it, chick goose? He's just like a fucking miserable human being.
Yep, you got it. Right.
It's like old times.
He said it looked like a glue bottle.
A glue bottle?
No, that's what Ryan's saying.
I probably had whiskey dick.
Oh, glue bottle lid, my fault.
I had whiskey dick.
Oh, wait. We can't forget the fact that Ryan Oldie has a tramp stamp of a triple X tattoo.
No, he does not. Yes, he does.
Are you serious?
Yes, he does.
As he's sipping on a beer right now.
Yeah. As he's sipping on beer. And he's I have a photo of his tramp stamp. It's a triple X tattoo. So, Ryan, if you want to
fuck him... You are a fucking faggot, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. This will get posted on the internet.
You're a fucking homo.
Do you have a photo of it?
Yes, I do.
Put it on.
I will put it on tonight.
It's got to go on.
You want to call me out, Odie? Now I'm going to call you out. Go to BamMartJared.com and check out Odie's tattoo of Triple X on his tramp stamp.
Later tonight. Triple X tattoo and he drinks beer. What
would make him... I wish we had...
Fucking tramp stamp.
I wish we had him on. Line to ask him what the fuck was going through his mind.
He was young and
cool.
Thought it was a great idea.
There's no such thing as that with a chin. It's like guys with fucking belly button rings.
I know. That is so bad.
Oh, look at that.
Wait. Kim has a photo.
Right here.
Kim has a photo of it.
Jesus.
No, guys with tongue rings is the worst.
Oh. She has a tongue ring. You know?
Yeah. Ryan Aldi has a tramp stamp.
I am the worst.
Gee, you got a tongue ring, you fat fuck?
Yeah, I associate tongue rings with cock.
Did you ever see G's tattoo on his leg of a raver doing acid?
Yeah.
A raver doing acid.
So bad.
Well, oh my god. Franz has a worst tattoo of like a nucleus or something?
No, like an atom.
It's like an atom or something. Oh man.
No, Ryan Dunn's tattoos are by far the worst.
Bam, you get a new tattoo today?
Yeah, you got some touch-up right today.
I did get a new tattoo today by Doug from High Rollers in Westchester.
The place is right next to you.
He did that.
That's a new joint in town?
Is it shaded in more?
Right, yeah, I wanted it darker.
Really?
Wait, you talking about Doug?
Yeah, it's two doors up from Filthy Note Bar, which is going to open in April. Yeah.
April's the opening date.
It's called the Filthy
middle
Note
of April.
Or what? The Note.
Well, I know that the show is called Filthy Note for MTV, but we might have to call the bar the Note just for the outside because the township doesn't
want
the word filthy.
Filthy.
Yeah, which makes sense. So fuck it.
Do you have the first band that's going to play there lined up yet?
We're lining all that shit up right now.
Cool. April 24th, my birthday.
And this song goes out to Caitlin and Sam who care for Novak. This song is called Life's Better High by Hanoi Rock.
That's the truth.
Radio Bam, Series 28, Novak Fest, babes.
We'll be right back.
this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah. Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Yo, oh, back?
You're back.
All right. We're back. All right.
Great fucking song.
67 minutes in and we're back.
Yeah, we gotta get going.
Why?
We'll take a couple calls.
Yeah, let's take a couple more.
Mike,
New York?
New York.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up?
What? I went up to go see the Ming Hag movie.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, it was awesome, man.
Oh, the
it
one
was really
early
good.
Premiere.
Did you come to Westchester?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's totally different now. Now we have all these new sound effects and we changed some of the songs, but we're still actually dealing with that right now because there's a problem with the Avid, and Chad's now dealing with it now.
Yeah,
it's because it's a PC and not a Mac.
That's true.
Everyone says about computers, like, oh, my, you know, it's just a slow day. They're
Macs
always slow.
Just as bad
every
as
computer's
PCs.
Slow. I've never met a fast computer.
You don't.
I've met fast
drugs.
Women, but I've never met a fast computer.
You don't have drugs. When do you get on the computer?
I was on last night.
Well, Ming Hag should be out pretty soon. Well, I'm not going to claim when because it's not done yet. So as soon as it gets done, then.
Chad, but you liked it? You thought it was funny?
Yeah, it was really good. And then, listen, after the movie was over, I seen April, and then April asked me, oh, did you get to meet Bam? And I said, no. So she said, oh, he's over at Doc McGrogan's. So I said, can we go over there? And she said, yeah. And then I was at the bar that night with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, killer.
Did remember you see that, us?
Then
say
what?
Remember?
Then what?
Like the after party?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was there. I was sitting behind Novak.
Uh-oh.
I was in the room that night, yeah. It was pretty fun. I got to meet all you guys. You all were pretty cool.
Was Novak shoving zany bars up his ass?
Probably.
He probably was.
Yeah, I was clean that day.
Yeah, you look pretty clean. You went and doped up.
Oh, yeah, you were clean that day.
Yeah.
Well, medium clean.
You swore. I could be as clean as a whistle, and you'd swear I'm high some way, form, or faction.
Faction.
Some way, form, or faction 28. AM radio.
All right, kick ass New York.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Dude, glad you liked that shit.
It was great.
All right, thanks.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
We'll see you there.
All right.
Ming Hag's coming out soon. I'll let you know when Chad finishes.
I'll let him know. I'm right here. Why are you talking
hey,
like Novak
don't
now?
Don't put it on me. I'm still waiting for shit. I can't even start working yet.
What the foe? Making promises you can't keep now.
Not me. That's you, buddy.
So what are you going to do after this,
that
Novak?
That one hurts, man. After what?
What are you going to do?
What? When? After the radio show?
Yeah, tonight.
Hang out.
What's that pocket for?
Kryptonite.
It used to be for it was a stash pocket when I used.
Is that a pocket full of kryptonite?
Yeah, my kryptonite. Bam, I put my kryptonite up.
Novak, you should go on American Idol next year.
Yeah, they'd love me.
Try out for American Idol, yep.
Fuck
Dude,
Simon.
Whitney Houston.
Dude, they're fucking losers.
You know what I'm going to do after this?
What?
I'm going to hang out in the coolest balls. I'm going to drive around in my 15 cars. I'm going to stay skinny because we just won't eat.
So how you going to do it?
I'm going to trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Because we all want to be big rock stars. And it'll take us when I'm 15 cars. And the girls come easy.
Yeah, you like it?
Wait.
Well, I'll stay skinny if we just won't eat. Hang out in the coolest balls. Hang around with the movie stars.
Come on, man. There's fans in Middle America who are pissed off with me.
Oh, dude.
Please.
Yeah,
you want to take a call from Canada?
Yeah, and that's the Nickelback country.
Lee in Canada.
Yeah.
What are you on about?
Do you guys get Nickelback real hard up there in Canada?
Fuck that shit. Fuck Nickelback. Fuck that.
Yo.
What's going on, Lee?
Anyways, I was calling because I was on BamMargera.com and I saw someone sitting next to Novak with a pair of fucking Uggs.
Who's wearing Uggs?
Stingy
Titties is wearing
stingy
Uggs.
Stingy Titties, that thing's all ugly.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I love them.
Now,
dude, every draw in here.
About
girls like you got Uggs on too.
Holy shit, we have two pairs of Uggs right here.
No, we have five.
We have
four pairs of odds in this room. Everyone.
You just disrespected four people in this room.
I
dude, remember, Bam, remember you threw...
Burn the Uggs.
Bam threw Missy's Uggs
yeah,
in the fire.
Bam threw Missy's Uggs in the fireplace.
Yo, what about the picture?
See? See?
What about the picture? What?
What?
What about the picture?
What picture?
Novak and Stingy Titty.
Stingy Titty, yeah.
It's in the kitchen drawer.
I think she's proud of her Uggs.
I am proud of my
fuck
Uggs.
Fuck Uggs.
I'm not talking about the mug. I'm talking about Novak going.
I don't know. Mandy's here, so.
Yeah, my girlfriend's on my lap right now. I don't know. It's,
so, why don't you have something to say to Mandy?
Hey, you want to meet? This is my girlfriend, Mandy. You can say hi.
Hey, Mandy.
How are you?
I think you should come over to Canada, you know?
What are you trying to bang out Novak's girlfriend?
She's going to go buy a passport right now, Lee. She's on it.
Get her off the heroin, too.
All right, where are we going with this, Lee?
We're not going anywhere. Just say, you know what? Show is sick. You guys are awesome.
Awesome.
Rock on.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, do you
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, I'm out.
Hey, speaking of Stingy Titty and her Ugg boots, you just hit my my gate. My
that thing doesn't give.
What do you mean?
Well, not like Bronson's dick.
You know, you come in and I try so that my fat ass doesn't have to get out of the car. I pull as close to it as I can.
Yeah.
And then when I drive away, I forget that I have to go the opposite direction because I'm so close to it.
So, you keyed the whole fucking...
turn.
So is it okay?
It's not broken, but my car is.
Well, is the button machine okay?
I don't care about the car.
And I know, fuck the car.
It's a lease. I scratched it all the way down, like, past the paint. It's three metal. It's really bad.
You didn't realize that you were scraping your car as you were going?
I heard it as I was going.
But you didn't think to pull away from it?
I had a speaker, though, so I was okay. But I was...
Let me... I bet I know what happened. You were blasting, I stay high all the time. I smoke that good shit. I stay high all the time. And then you're like,
oh, no, what happened? That must have been the bad stereo system.
No, I did it at Commerce the other day, too, when I was going through the bank drive-through, and I just totally... Now I have, like, this collection of scratch. I think my Vicodin makes my eyes go.
Hey,
it
yeah.
doesn't make me see it straight.
That happens.
Isn't that for that bad back of yours?
Yes, I have a really bad back.
What happened?
I have spondylosis and advanced arthritis through my spine. Stop squawking at me, asshole.
We gotta go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go to the chiropractor.
What happened to your back, though?
I don't know.
You got banged out real quick.
You're getting banged out too hard, weren't you, Stingy Titty?
Stingy Titty, hence the name.
Somebody fucking banged your back out of place.
You went to Brokeback Mountain again?
It was bad.
I broke my back on a mountain.
I've had so many MRIs in the last few days.
So is that what I have to tell my doctor next time I want some pain pills? I got what do you got?
Spondylosis.
Doc, I got spondylosis.
You see it, dumbass. You can't say you have it. I think I got spondylosis. You want to write me a script for Vicodin now?
Vicodin suck, man. They're like Tylenols.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They really are. You gotta eat like 30 of them to feel it.
My panic attacks have been so bad lately.
Here's some Dilaudid.
Let's take one more call. One more call.
Dude, they put me on that.
They're bad.
Hello?
Yo.
Who is it?
Who are we talking to?
Do we have any calls?
Virginia, Mick.
Virginia.
Mick in Virginia.
What up?
Mick in.
How you doing there, Bam Bam?
How's it going?
That's a fake voice.
You're damn right it's a fake voice. Anyway, say, I wanted to know more about your bar, man. What? When's it opening?
Middle of April.
Middle of April. Is it like open invite or just...
Yeah, anybody can come. I'm gonna have a. I'm trying to see what band I want to play. Maybe I want to get Baby Shambles from England.
Man.
That wouldn't be the best.
I would suck your dick if you got it.
He won't show up, dude. That dude won't show up.
That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, he won't. He never.
But we have a good
just
budget.
Just try it anyways.
From MTV, so I mean,
really try that.
So we, band.
So
it's
we
huge.
Could get a good band
floors.
To come and play.
You got a big stage. Two
yeah,
floors.
I'm claiming April like. Probably around April 15th or April 20th is when the grand
tax
opening will
time?
Be, and
fuck that.
Anybody could come.
April 15th.
It's a $50 cover charge, and I'm a doorman, so just give me the money.
No, I don't think.
Just
there'll be a charge for the band, probably $20 or something.
Well worth it, though.
Party. Yeah. You going to come all the way up from Virginia?
Sure. Fuck yeah.
All right, sweet.
Why wouldn't I?
Rage of that night.
Bring your mom.
Bring your mom.
And they serve food there, too.
G's stoked on
that. You knew that, fat boy.
That's the first thing on his.
Why does he care about that?
I know.
That's such useless information.
Who's coming to a bar?
He could just walk
food.
The fucking subway up the street if he wanted to. What does he care if there's food at Filthy
Ben,
Note?
If Ben's he's hungry.
If he's fucking hungry.
Ben's opening this awesome band. He's having the best fucking bands ever play. Oh, and he's serving food. Oh, I'm coming now.
You know, details, man. You serve food right, there, man.
Dude, that was worthless information I've ever heard.
I wish we had the studio all night. Well, we do have Bam's studio, but we're going off the air soon, I think.
All right, well, let's get going, and let's end this with some Cradle of Filth.
You need a longer show.
Yeah, maybe.
We need an extension.
Why don't all the listeners write to Sirius and say that we need 2 hours?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Howard Stern has 4, dude.
Yeah, but I don't want to be in here for 4 hours, dude.
Howard goes into 5 hours.
I would have such a beer belly if I sat in here for 4 hours. Dude, 1 hour's worth of beer is good enough.
6 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll take one more, and then I'm going to play some Cradle Filth. Mike St. Louis, let's do it.
Bam.
You.
Holy shit, man. What a fucking investment this fucking Sirius Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell Greenstein you said that.
He heard it.
Dude, I've been watching you since I was, like, fucking 12, man. But, hey, funny-ass story for you. And Missy. So I'm at this party like two or three weeks ago, and my buddy's sister has Down syndrome, right? And and this dude walks up to her and goes, "Hey, want to fuck?" And just totally fucking with her. And this dude lives 3 houses down. First of all, I punched him in the face extra hard. Went down to his house. His garage is open. I fucking put a firework in my asshole, shoot it into his garage, hit some gasoline, catches on fire, and
no.
I'm tackled by 3 cops.
That's a little.
Did
you go to jail? Film that.
Did you get in trouble?
Oh my God! Straight to jail.
You did? But didn't you tell him that he was busting on your sister with Down syndrome?
Wait, what?
That's not nice.
It was a friend's sister.
Oh, a friend's sister. Okay.
How long did you stay in jail? Did they let you out, or did you have to pay a bail?
One of my buddies came in. It was like 500. So.
Did you film it?
Dude, if I would have filmed it, man, I wish I could have gotten it to you. But I mean, you know. But fucking, it was like, I was just so fucking mad and just blacked out drunk, just completely, like, annihilated. It was just like, dude, fucking, give me that firework, let's go.
What made you stick the firework up your ass to shoot it out?
Because he likes Turbo Negro, ass rocking.
Dude, my ass is so burned right now, I'm using baby wipes.
Ass rocket into gasoline, that's pretty classic.
He's blacked out, and he doesn't think, like, give me a bottle, I'm going to shoot a fire rocket in there. He's like, okay, pull my pants down, Joe, shove it in there and light it. Like, you're blacked out. What made you think to shove it in your ass and shoot it out?
I want to say, Steve-O, but at the same time, nah, you know, like, I was just like, why the fuck not? Like, I mean, we do that shit in St. Louis, too, dude.
Have you ever met Nelly?
St. Louis, that's the last place we were.
Actually, one time, he pulls up in his fucking black Lambo.
Now he's got a Lambo. Oh, shit, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, like...
Lambo like Rambo.
So, I'm sitting in this fucking, like, Corolla or, like, some shit like that. And, like, I'm like, hey, dude, let's race some pinks, man. Fucking, he was like, all right, dog. And I'm like, Corolla. So, I don't know, it's funny. But man,
I think it's rad that you just stuck a bottle rocket up your ass with no camera just to make two of your buddies laugh.
Dude,
and it made sense.
It
made all kinds of sense. Like,
he said his ass hair caught fire.
did you burn the house down?
Yeah, he said something.
Dude, it was damn close, dude. It was fucking at least a 4-foot fire.
That's awesome.
Sure.
You're shooting fire in your ass, literally.
That's awesome.
There's a 4-foot fire. Does that
one
mean two
thing.
People live there?
Huh?
No, 4-foot fire. Do two people live there?
The whole family comes
four
out,
feet,
dude. And, like, holding a baby and shit. And, like, then I felt bad. I was like, damn.
You almost burnt down a baby?
No, they came out. With
they came out. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Whatever. I was so pissed. These fucking jock-ass motherfuckers with their pop collars. Thank you so much for fucking being real, you guys. Like, I mean, seriously, you guys.
I'm sure they deserved
fucking
it.
Music and everything, man. Seriously. And all
awesome.
My friends hate it so much. Dude, stop liking Bam so much, man. Stop trying to be Bam. It's like, dude, I'm not trying to be Bam. I want to be Bam's friend. And
yeah, just tell him that shit's haggard.
Shit. Tell him them bitches are minging.
You fucking ming haggers. Tell him to fuck off.
I fucking hate all these people on YouTube, like, dude, bam, dude. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, you just don't get it. You guys are pissed off because he has the best life ever. Like, fuck you guys.
Well, all right. Man, cheers to Sam.
Right. Cheers to St. Louis.
St. Louis.
You have the fucking blood down there, man. Abe and Phil and fucking TKY crew, dude. Wish I could be a
person,
man.
Good talking to you.
All right, good talking to you.
We got
to
check out our favorite song, and you know it too.
It's time for some fucking real rock. This is Cradle of Fucking Filth, English Fucking Fire, Radio Bam, Series 20 fucking 8, Faction.
I cease to play. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.